Joining Mel and Dave now, we have Leader of the Opposition, Leah Fenocchiaro. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, guys, and good morning to your listeners.
Hey, Leah, we've been talking heavily this week about crime in the NT being out of control. All the break-ins and business owners trying to find a solution to something that is possibly the impossible. What do you recommend for this? What would be your way of a solution for the crime rate here?
Yeah, well, certainly, Dave, there's one thing that's absolutely clear, and that's Territorians, no matter where you live, you are sick and tired of crime in our community and the Gunner government's inaction on this issue. I mean, just last week we had the Chief Minister saying that bail was not an issue and that they're not going to be making any reform to bail. Yet what we've seen is the changes to the Youth Justice Act and Bail Act causing chaos across the territory. So we've taken a very strong position on this and always have. We always opposed the government's changes. We don't think people who are repeat offenders should get a presumption in favour of bail. We think if you are a repeat offender, then you should have escalating penalties that go with that repeat offending. We also think that if, you know, we need to be giving sentenced opportunities for people to change their lives by way of compulsory sentence skills training, boot camps and those types of measures. But ultimately, this soft on crime approach from Labor is just creating a string of victims no matter where you go.
Davey, what did we see this morning? There was a plan for a new facility.
Yeah, Leah, have a listen to this. Do you think this is a good idea? The Gunner government wants to build a $3.5 million youth justice facility with no locks or bars.
Wow.
Brilliant.
I'm left speechless. I mean, what do you even say? Sounds great.
I mean, I don't understand that. Oh, I kind of do get that. You know, they want to instill some confidence in them, not hold them down, but they've been doing bad things They're now getting away with it. And no doubt they're going to, I don't know, give them a nice luxurious cell as well, you know, like a nice bed, TV, PlayStation.
And to what cost? I mean, how many beds will even be at that $3.5 million facility? You know, this is a huge problem. I mean, even recently, Charles Darwin University conducted some research and they went around the territory and they interviewed kids. And, you know, that survey came back with the biggest issue kids worry about in their lives at the moment. It's not COVID and all these other things. It's actually their own personal safety. Mm. I mean, as part of this report, some of the kids were saying things like, I worry about getting kidnapped while I'm walking home from school. I'm scared of people breaking into our home and attacking us. I mean, this is having an impact on our children. It's having an impact on families. It's having a huge impact on our police who, I mean, we had the Police Association come out this week. They represent 99% of police. And they have slammed the government's laws as weak and demanded real action. So I don't know what it's going to take for the Gunner government to get their head out of the sand. But when 99% of our police are demanding action, when Territorians are demanding action, the government is failing in its fundamental duty to protect its citizens.
When you, Leah, as the Leader of the Opposition, are talking to the government of the day, when you're holding them to account, are you getting reasonable answers? Do they know where they're falling down? Are they trying?
No, they're in complete and utter denial about this. They're burying their head in the sand. They push this issue aside. They call it things like, oh, that's a spate of crime, or we've had a fluctuation or an increase. They use this fluffy language to try and justify increases in crime. But the reality is crime has gone up and up on their watch. It's just getting worse. I mean, people in Alice Springs are crying out for support. Palmerston, northern suburbs, Darwin, doesn't matter where you are in the territory, it's a significant issue. And, you know, for the government not to look back, it's fine to try policy, but when it doesn't work, you have to have the courage to say you got it wrong and then do something that does work. And, you know, what we're seeing is a government just ignoring the issue, blindly pushing ahead with its policy agenda. It's absolutely arrogant. It lacks real leadership. We are calling on the government to change its bail laws, repeal the garbage they put through Parliament a few years ago, and start dealing with crime seriously.
Are they scared to make tougher consequences for these people?
Look, I think this government has its own agenda and it wants, you know, to stop at nothing to implement it. It's got a philosophical view. I don't know where it comes from. It's not rooted in community sentiment. I mean, ultimately, the Labor government is made up of 14 local members of parliament who are meant to be representing their community. And I don't think that there are 14 communities out there across the Northern Territory who think that there's nothing wrong with crime. So it just shows how out of touch every single member of the Labor government is. If you're out there listening and you have a Labor local member, then you need to be going and knocking on their door, because I can assure you all 8 of the Country Liberal Party local members understand very clearly what their communities are telling them, and that's that enough is enough.
And I think that's the answer to what we can do right now. We need to make sure that our voices are being heard.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a number of petitions out at the moment, which are community-driven petitions. You know, people who've had a gutful. I mean, yesterday I went and visited Mad Hatters, who've been broken into so many times. I went and visited the Palmerston Golf Club 4 times in a month, twice this week. I mean, that's money then. For the golf club, for example, that doesn't go back into our sporting community. Of course, we know that community clubs like Kazaley's funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars back into the local cricket club and the local netball club. And when they have to spend thousands of dollars replacing glass, that's money that doesn't go back to our community. Mm. And so the impact is profound. You know, when you talk about businesses being broken into, that's jobs, that's people's ability to earn a living being compromised. And of course, victimisation rates, you know, when you're broken into at home, that violation, I mean, explaining that to your children, why, you know, why someone came into your house, it truly is horrific. And this government just does not want to accept that its changes to legislation have played a role in this.